And Kathy Dawes now, along with Todd Holmberg, McCain Auditorium Director, and Val Kirshner, and she is co-chair with the McCain Holiday Home Tour, and going to hear all about that tour. I know it's not an every year thing, and Todd, I'll let you explain what the whole purpose of the tour is first before we have Val tell us about the homes.
Well, thank you very much. Before we do that, I just wanted to get a shout out to K-Man and Manhattan Broadcasting and Corey Reeves for being a sponsor of the McCain Performance Series. They were a sponsor of the B-52s, which was just an incredible show. So, you know, your support, you guys are supporting McCain Auditorium, and we just really, really appreciate it.
Corey had a front row seat, by the way, at the Star Wars trilogy. I went to that this last week at the Wareham, and of course, he kept making jokes about spitting in people's drinks on the front row.
Yeah, did he spit in your drink?
No, I was not.
Were you drinking at the show?
I just had a pop. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it kept me awake on a Friday night, which is saying something.
Yeah, it was a great show, as is all the great shows at McCain Auditorium. But yeah, so we're here today to talk about the home tour. That's coming up December 3rd, Sunday, which is a Sunday. It's 11 to 5 p.m. And the McCain Home Tour is it's a fundraiser. And a lot of people think it benefits the shows. And it really doesn't. What it benefits is the McCain education program. And so we go out into the communities, we go out into the campus, we bring artists in to work with K-State students and community members. And so if we have time after we talk about some of the homes, I'll get into a little bit more of our education program. But we're really trying to make an impact through the arts. And this is a great way to do it. This is a fundraiser to help that program.
Very good. Well, Val, I know everyone's waiting to hear about what homes are on that list and what they're all about. So it's now your turn to shine and kind of share with us all the different homes that are involved on this tour.
Well, yes, and a shout out to all of the homeowners for volunteering their home and decorating it, especially for Christmas for us. One of our homes is Aaron and Jeff Smith's home, which was the old Keats High School. So it's out on 7300 Anderson Avenue, and it was built in 1916 as the Keats High School, and it's phenomenal how they have repurposed this school into their home and to their rooms that they use. So it'll be a great view for everyone. The second home is Jody and Larry Thier's home up in Windham Heights, their old New Orleans-style old home. And it's very grand with staircases and beautiful windows.
I was just in New Orleans. I can't wait to see that home.
Uh-huh. And they always decorate beautiful with all their big trees and everything. So we're looking forward to that one. Lori and TJ Vilkanskas on 3417 Vanesta. And that one is a very modern and high-tech home with a lot of local artist work that they collect. So it's going to be a great home to see as well. And the fourth home is Kelly and Tim White. It's at 3716 North Seth Child, and it sits out in the Flint Hills, has a great view. But inside, all of their Tim has done all of their cabinetry and their woodworking with his company. So they have all different kinds of wood and beautiful woodwork inside the home. So each home is so different and so unique to the couple that owns them that it's just going to be a very good variety of homes this year.
You know, it's interesting because people just have this interest in seeing other homes, and especially when they're unique and different. And during the holidays, too. I mean, what a perfect way to get in the holiday spirit.
Right. And they all decorate, as you know. All of them are very talented in their decorating, and so it'll be fun to see the new holiday decorations as well.
I guess we probably need to get to how much it costs. How does a person find out more about all that? And I'm guessing you have that information, Val.
I do. tickets are $20 in advance, or they're $25 at the door. We have several outlets that you can get them. Dillon's East and West, Hayden Orthodontics, Hy-Vee, The Gatherings, Downtown Points, Winged Lion, Downtown Points, and the McCain box office. So you can get your tickets at any of those locations. And like I said, they're $20 in advance, then they're $25 if you buy them. You can buy them at the door, so if you're going to wait and see if it works out for you, you can buy them at the door. You can view the homes in any order. And you can do anything, you know, do one or all four, however you want to do that. But
very good. And you this normally draws a lot of people. Any idea how many folks you're expecting? Or, I mean, and just I'm sure whatever you get, you'll be happy to get. And Todd, I don't know in times past how many people it draws or how much money it tends to raise.
Oh, we have hundreds of people that go through these homes. And it's a testament to the homeowners that donate their homes. Because literally, you know, hundreds of people are traipsing through their homes, and we have booties for the people that go through, you know, so they're not leaving mud all over the floors and things. Valerie, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the what the docents do and all the planning that it takes place. I mean, you and Julie Keenan have been working on this home tour now for literally almost 2 years.
2 years.
A lot of volunteers involved. Why don't you tell us?
A lot of volunteers. Well, just even on our committee, we have 25 committee members, and with 8 different committees. Then each one of the jobs of a committee member is a home hostess, and their job was to go to the home and take a tour and decide how many docents. So some of the homes have like 12 to 15 docents that will be standing around in the home, guiding you through on a walking tour of it, and also pointing out some specific things that are unique to the home, like we said, artwork in situations, or like in the school, they have different features that were part of the school in the beginning of time, like their trophy case and things like that. So they'll be pointing out. We also do have a little card that we give to each of the people taking the tour that gives some of the description of the home as well, that points these things out. So, but feel free to ask the docents and yes, we have a lot of volunteers that do all the work.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is now 9:46. We need to squeeze in one more break before we wrap things up. We'll come back and talk a lot more about the homes and also, again, what that money's used for, maybe some more detail on that. Todd Holmberg with us today, McCain Auditorium Director, and then also Valerie Kirshner, and she's co-chair with the McCain Holiday Home Tour. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
At Ready Systems, we talk to our business customers, and they say that technology should work for their business, helping it run more efficiently, providing value, and not holding them back. At Ready Systems, we also understand that having to deal with multiple